So, lights, microphone, music. Okay, there you have show favourite celebrities with a just another bouncy indie track channeling your order from 1989. The next track is it's kind of 80s sounding punk again.
Tell yourself that
That is a Canadian band called Cygnets with a track called Teenager that seems to fall some point between Billy Idol and the synths of Granddaddy. But it's all very nice, it's all very energetic, and that's a good thing. So this isn't as energetic. They've got a Jesus and Mary Chain album. Damn it, they're not afraid to lift liberty from it. That is the Trailer Trash Tracys with Wish You Were Red. And, well, at least they have the good sense to get from somebody that's good. So, it's probably the time where I tell you, you're listening to The Binary Choice with DJ Bullion on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and join us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Extension into my airspace. I put the flags up, pull up the anchor, and then you know you're in a different
there you have me scratching your post-punk itch with the Concert Angels and Independence Day. A band I was vaguely familiar with, but never actually got around to listening. But that's it's very nice, that kind of very 80s guitar sound on the solo is just divine. So what else we think is scratching the early 80s? This is actually from the 70s, this is a funk song, but it was later covered by a certain ratio, so there's a thread to all this. It sounds a bit like the Jackson 5 at the start, but it's not.
Together, work
Well, I hope there was some obligatory getting down with your bad self during that track. That is Banbro with Shack Up Parts 1 and 2, which explains the strange silence in the middle, though I might edit down slightly. Kudos to my friend Mr. Tristan Bishop for reminding me of the existence of that track. So that is Blood Orange, who also makes music under the name TFO Yes London. That his previous output has completely passed me by, but that is Sutphin Boulevard. It's a very nice piece of sort of stripped down soul and funk. It gives me great pleasure to bring to you some synths.
Stop that!
been found. That is the band Ostra, basically featuring the incredible vocal talents of Katie Stelmanis. I got hold of that album after hearing a couple of tracks and thinking, oh, this is kind of interesting, I'll give it a whirl, and found the entire thing is like 12 tracks that are uniformly excellent, all of them have an awesome bit in it. And yeah, I can't recommend it enough. Best thing I found this year. On the other hand, you've got the Escort album, where I loved two tracks off it, and found that the rest of the album was uniformly disappointing, so there's a lesson there for you should you choose to take it. Yes, let's have some weird French music.
Thank you.
So I think there you have the sound of what LCD sound system would have been like if they'd been very, very, very French. That is La Forette with Les something or other. Les Cop. That's growing on me. The first time I thought it was the vocals are slightly at odds with the track, but on repeated listenings, I'm gently warming to that. Okay, so way back in the midst of when I first started doing this podcast, I played a band called Simian Ghost and mocked them mercilessly for their slightly shitty name. That's them. It's a very nice track. They've been remixed into slightly shimmery goodness. Lovely. So anyway, you're listening to The Binary Choice with DJ Boolean on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplants.radio.com. Turn on, tune in, and join us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. Okay, that is Silvertongue, a lady doing synth pop from London. The track's called Huck You Up, and basically it reminds me a little bit of the song License to Kill, just in the chorus, and you know, on that basis it's in the show. You know, does it remind me of the most violent Bond film of its time? Yes it does. We're playing it. Thank you. Okay, as far as old games goes, that is 80s Stallone. I'm not sure what they're trying to say. Maybe the 80s are, well, I don't know, maybe that they do the 80s right, like Stallone did in the 80s. Although we probably shouldn't bring up Stop or My Mum Will Shoot. That's probably the exception that proves the rule. So anyway, we've got some very, very jolly house music now for you. This is Todd Terhe with Inspector Norse. I'm going to explain the... Okay, that is Totte with Inspector Norse. He is Norwegian, which gives rise to the Norse in the title. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, you're probably dead. But even so, I'll still count you amongst my listening numbers because they need bolstering. And what I especially like about that is the fact that Inspector Morse is a 90s English cop show about a very genteel detective solving crimes in Oxford in a nice vintage car. And I just like the fact that you have a dance tracker referencing that. The second one after my friends the Codex Machine with their... I can't remember what it's called. Terrible. But they do a track that samples Inspector Morse as well, worth listening to. Anyway, so to close off the show, we have a track by a band called Magic Wands, who did a track called Black Magic about 2 years ago and then sank without trace, and I'd written them off as a one hit on the blogosphere wonder, but no, they're back and they're awesome.
I'm not programmed to give you that information.
Sleep in the skies, stars in the sea. These are dreams of mine, I fall at your feet. Summer nights in space, you make me complete. Beams and beams of light, a love beyond belief. I fell in love, I fell in love. I fell in love, I fell in love. In an ordinary. Sky, feel.
So that's awesome. That sounds like The Cure. It's a fantastic point at which to leave you. That was Magic Wands with Space, and this is me signing off.